guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena Justine, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm good. How are you?
I'm actually also pretty good today. Not too bad, despite the lockdown, etc., etc. We've had a few level 3 related questions coming in over the last week, unsurprisingly. So we'll get stuck into those. The first one we've got is actually not a lockdown question. The rest of them kind of are. Someone says, not really lockdown related, but how often should I expect a pay rise? Should I ask for one every time the cost of living goes up, once a year? I don't really know. So sorry if this is an obvious question. And also, what's the best way to ask for one?
That's a really good question. I'm going to start backwards and say the best way to ask for a pay raise and get one is to unionize your workplace.
nice.
So just going to put that in there. But in terms of a pay raise, so I just want to clarify something. When the cost of living goes up, when inflation goes up, and you don't get an equivalent adjustment of your wage, that actually means you're making less in terms of your actual purchasing power. So I wouldn't even qualify that as a raise, because that's just making sure that your wage is in line with what it was mm-hmm. when you got the job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that should absolutely be happening every year. So you are absolutely, that should be happening every year. And in terms of an actual raise, I think asking every year is, totally justifiable as well, because every year you're getting more experience, you're contributing more, and I'm sure you're doing more, right? It's not like we stay sort of static in our work. We as we get more experience, we definitely are more of an asset to a company. So, every year I would say is reasonable. I think, as I said, the research shows that you're much more likely to get a raise when you're collectively bargaining rather than mm-hmm. in the individual negotiation with your boss. So I really do encourage people who want to get regular pay increases to unionize their workplace, because it's the only way you can guarantee it. Just remember that a cost of living adjustment is not your boss doing you a favor. It's making mm-hmm. sure you just earn the same amount that you actually did. So it's not a raise.
Yes, good point. Very good point. All right, let's get into some of these lockdown questions now. What have you got there, Zoe? Oh, Zoe's microphone is just not is on. There we go. What have you got there, Zoe?
All right. I know there is someone at my work who is anti-vax. Ideally, in the future, I would like my workplace to only have people who have been vaccinated, especially when the borders are open. Do you think I should bring this up with my boss / is this fair?
There's a saying that has come out of the union movement, which is don't be a scab, get the jab. And that's kind of my vibe at the moment. So is it fair that you expect your coworker to not put you in danger of a dangerous airborne disease? Yes, mm-hmm. that is fair. Absolutely, and you should definitely bringing this up with your boss, and your boss should absolutely have an agenda to make sure to encourage everyone at the very least to get vaxxed. And I think it's a health and safety issue. And I think if you have a health and safety rep, they should be playing an active role in that. I think also peer pressure is good. So people should be collectively kind of encouraging people and pressuring them to get vaxxed, because as I said, it doesn't just affect them, right?
Mm.
It's not an individual choice, as much as people want to make it out to be. It has an impact on everybody else that they come into contact with. So don't be a scab, get the jab.
Don't be a scab, get the jab. It's a good line.
I like it. Catchy.
We've had a very similar question just come through in the last few minutes from someone who said, I work with an anti-vaxxer and an anti-mask person. Can I refuse to work with them?
In terms of at least the anti-mask, that is, a current health and safety sort of threat, isn't it? Because mm-hmm. we're in level 3 and we're still getting a hold of the current outbreak. So, I'm not going to talk in terms of legal terms. If you have a health and safety rep, there are legal avenues, proper formal avenues. But I would actually, in the first instance, say to your boss that this isn't cool and I'm not comfortable with this, and, I do feel like refusing to go to work and just putting that pressure on your boss to take action, because it is their responsibility. If you have a health and safety rep, do talk to them. I think a lot of these questions, I'm assuming, are coming from, you know, small workplaces where there often isn't health and safety reps. And I think it really brings home that no matter how small your workplace is, it's really, really important to have someone who is trained, you know, with this health and safety, your rights at work in terms of health and safety. So I really encourage people to ask your boss if you can have a, if you don't have a health and safety rep, to have a health and safety election, to elect your representative, get them trained up, and then they're your person, you know. They have so much legal power.
Yeah.
Anyways, so just an encouragement there. You really, if you don't have one, you need one. Everyone needs one, especially in this current climate. But, you know, I would definitely put pressure on my boss and say I don't, you know. And I think, keep in mind as well, there is like a shortage. And I also know a lot of the people texting in are in retail and hospitality, right? Especially at the moment.
Yeah.
There's a shortage of retail and hospital workers. So, you know, use that to your advantage. Mm. they don't want to lose you. So you know you can feel that you have some sort of negotiating power in this stuff, and you should feel confident in putting a little bit of pressure on your workplace to do the right thing.
Yeah, totally. We've had quite a few mask related questions coming through, but they have all got slightly different nuances. So we are going to truck on through them. What one have you got there, Zoe?
Yeah, this is also hospital related. I'm back at work in a cafe, and we have customers just not wearing masks or scanning in, and I'm finding it very stressful trying to get people to take it seriously. I brought it up with my boss, saying I'd rather not serve people if they aren't going to scan in or wear a mask, and he just said to suck it up and we can't offend our regulars. Pissed off. Know a lot of my colleagues feel the same. What should we do?
So that's that's awesome that your colleagues feel the same. And what you should do is collectively demand a different response, right? And I would look, even if you're not, this is might be an empty threat, but he's not going to want to lose staff right now, right? In the middle of a level 3 lockdown. So, you know, I would absolutely point out that you have the right to come to a healthy and safe workplace, and point out that you have the right to not do, unsafe work. And so it's not just suck it up. It's actually, you have the legal obligation to eliminate or mitigate risk. And so this is actually, I'm not going to go through the law right now, but just this is a good way to think about it. They have the legal obligation to eliminate a health and safety risk if they can. Mm-hmm. If they can't eliminate it, they have to mitigate it. What he's saying is you have to suck it up. That's not cool.
No, that doesn't seem like a very positive way to approach it either.
When I say not cool, it's like very illegal. Yeah. So maybe you want to use that language that he does have that responsibility to do that. And you're all in it together. You should definitely do it together. And use your collective power. Like, are you all going to go into an unsafe work environment? No.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe you could say we're actually going to enforce it. Sorry.
Mm. And, I mean, it might be interesting for this person as well to just have a look at the new regulations. I don't actually know them off the top of my head, but around the responsibility of who has the responsibility of enforcing signing in, because I know that has changed recently too.
Yeah.
So that could be worth just checking out as well bringing that one up with your boss too. Our last one we've got this morning is from someone who said that they... their place of work made them work through level 4. They weren't essential, but it was business as usual. Now, that is a really tricky position. What should this person be thinking about doing, Justine?
This is an interesting one. I think possibly the time has passed in terms of raising it with MBIE, would be the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. Because there were certain industries and workplaces that were operating probably, you know, illegally in level 4, and were eventually, you know, shut down. I'm not sure if there's any sort of like thing we can do at the moment, but I would have a look at MBIE's website, maybe give them a ring. I think they can give you some advice, you know. But I would definitely, in terms of, I mean, even if it's just to say, yes, you're correct, it shouldn't have been open at level 4. And I don't know if you would want to take action in terms of, you know, addressing that with your employer and registering how inappropriate that was. Yeah. But MBAE would be the ministry to talk mm-hmm. to and to look at in terms of the information. But we did hear of cases like this. You know, people coming to work to send Hot Wheels to children, which unfortunately isn't essential as much as like
Hot Wheels are cool, but
they're awesome, but not essential.
No,
maybe
So you know, that was First Union, which deals with a lot of retail workers, and so they managed to get that shut down. So again, my ultimate advice is you know unionize, because
it's always good.
Totally. And but MBAE will be a good place to start with that. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for your sage advice this morning, Justine. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again in a fortnight with, I'm sure, plenty more questions from the listeners. So thank you.
No worries.
Ka kite. Ka kite. Take care.
Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.